My Life Today, February 5. Truth revealed by God's prophets. Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Surely the Lord God will do nothing but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Before the entrance of sin, Adam enjoyed open communion with his Maker. But since man separated himself from God by transgression, the human race has been cut off from this high privilege. By the plan of redemption, however, a way has been opened whereby the inhabitants of the earth may still have connection with heaven. God has communicated with men by his Spirit, and divine light has been imparted to the world by revelations to his chosen servants. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. The Infinite One, by his Holy Spirit, has shed light into the minds and hearts of his servants. He has given dreams and visions, symbols and figures, and those to whom the truth was thus revealed have themselves embodied the thought in human language. Surely the Lord God will do nothing but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. In his providence, the Lord has seen fit to teach and warn his people in various ways, by direct command, by the sacred writings, and by the spirit of prophecy he has made known unto them his will. In ancient times God spoke to men by the mouth of prophets and apostles. In these days he speaks to them by the testimonies of his Spirit. There was never a time when God instructed his people more earnestly than he instructs them now concerning his will and the course that he would have them pursue. Of special value to God's church on earth today, the keepers of his vineyard, are the messages of counsel and admonition given through the prophets who have made plain his eternal purpose in behalf of mankind. In the teachings of the prophets, his love for the lost race and his plan for their salvation are clearly revealed.